And when I said most wild, how close did I get?
Pretty close. it's Mosswild, Mosswilde. First name is Joanne, Joanne. Thank you all for this evening. I appreciate the list of areas of concern that you read at the beginning of the meeting. My comments are general, relevant, and I hope will encourage a different perspective on the issue at hand. Also, I can't stand up here without saying how sad I am that literally neighbors are pitted against neighbors. It's breaking my heart every day. But I want to talk to you about the commons. These elements of the commons. Water. It flows under all land and along all shores. Trees. Their roots reach beyond property lines, and the air they clean goes all around for all to breathe. Animals. They know no property lines. They travel freely, searching for food and homes and mates. Air. It's all around for each living creature, you and me too. Earth's soil. It's alive with microbes and life that we rarely see or feel, but we would be lost without them. These are the commons, aspects of our world that support life. The permitting process, which you are involved in, is a way to judge if certain groups will be allowed to use and take up certain aspects of the commons. I can't call these things resources because that makes it sound like there's something that are supposed to be used. The commons are what support life. I would say that this plan by the applicant, Nordic Aqua Farms, is requesting the exclusive use of more than their fair share of our life. More than their fair share of our commons. More than their fair share of water, earth, trees, animal homes, habitat, air, soil. And they claim this in the name of money, but money doesn't bring life. Looking at our current situation in our world, with the dying species, the thirsty people, paved land, dirty water, the too loud and too bright night sky, I say enough. We need to look at things differently. Our current approach to such questions has gotten us into this state of climate change and earth disharmony. It's been a system of managing earth that has not worked well. So let's reconsider, and deeply, how we manage the life of our world. It could be simple. You could begin by walking in the forest and listening. Go to this forest, I ask you, before you make any decisions. Go there quietly. Go alone. Go with a loved one. But go there. And when you finish in the forest, please go sit by the mud flat where my children grew up playing. Sit, listen, feel it. And then you'll be further enlightened if you begin conversations with my neighbors, the ones I agree with, the ones I don't agree with. We need to work toward compromise. And don't forget to talk to the fishermen. They know more than anyone. The old system no longer serves us. I have a few suggestions, and they've been mentioned before by others.
I would ask you if you could get close to summarizing, because there are people behind you.
Yeah, I'm done. Mostly, I just want to say I propose limiting projects that are new to existing buildings and brown sites. Suggest to use technologies that are closed systems. Okay,
great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.